Ooh, shit. This one caught me for a loop. I actually was going to release a different episode, but I had to wait because by the time I released the current one when the news dropped, I was like, damn. So this is going to come out a day later. I'm currently recording this on March 30th, 2023. But yeah, they canceled E3. It just I was on Twitter, browsing around for some pictures, but I was just on Twitter, and then it was like bam, it was like something that was trending. It was like RIP E3, and it was like, oh man, I thought like it was a meme that blew up or something, but it was like, no, they fucking canceled it. This is good. This is actually good news within the gaming world. If you're a hardcore gamer, this is actually a good thing. If you're just a gamer, period, this is actually a good thing. The idea behind E3 has been so archaic ever since the blow up of the digital age. Realistically, when G4 died is when E3 should have died. But it took so long for the corporations to grasp that concept that it needed the kick in the pants of fucking the pandemic to really get the ball rolling with this. E3 has been such a fucking cesspool of stupid when it comes to different video games. I mean, you have the Anthem incident, the Cyberpunk 2077 incident. I don't know why, but I'm thinking of G4 when they did their Halo incident where they showed the trailer for Halo, and then they, when the trailer started, they played commercials and it pissed off so many people. Oh man, I've been into video games for a long time, brother. But E3 has been responsible for a bunch of dumb shit, as you had different publishers like hurrying up to try and bring something to the showcase in order for them to get people hyped and encouraged to buy and play their games. I mean, there have been so many different games that have had crazy ass trailers shown at E3 that realistically did not amount to much for their video games. Watch Dog is the main thing that comes to mind. I was in fucking school when the Watch Dog trailer got released, and my teacher was just going, like, he was gushing over the fact that he was like, yo, they're saying this is all in game, right? There was like this is supposedly like how the engine is running, and there's like all of this is live feature of the game. Watch Dogs came out and it was like, this looks nothing like what they showed at E3. But that's what E3 has been doing for years. They've been doing shit like that. I believe one of the Killzone 2, I think, also had that issue with the trailer, but like the Killzone 2 game was similar. Like it was okay, but not great. But yeah, this is actually a very, very, very good thing. There have been multiple times within E3, much like the what is it, Beyond Good and Evil 2 trailer that they shown, where essentially you have so many people who do things that just really show trailers to get people excited for a game that's basically still years in fucking development. Like think about that. Like Beyond Good and Evil 2 was like showcased like what, like damn near 6 years ago, 6 or 5 years ago. I'm guessing, but it was a while ago. And like realistically, it was like, yo, a monkey with a jetpack and flying spaceships. This should be interesting. Hell, the first Beyond Good and Evil game wasn't even that far like advanced or whatever. So it seemed like they wanted to put a lot into this project, but all they've had so far was just like a trailer. And then it's like you have to wonder why even show anything at E3? They didn't have to, but you now have the different showcases that are done, Nintendo Direct, the PlayStation Showcase. Does Xbox's thing have a name? Does Xbox do a thing? I don't know. but you have it to where it's like it's not necessary for these people to have to basically shell out money to go to E3 ever again. Even while E3 was happening, you basically had EA do their own showcase where it was like what the EA State of Play. And that basically just happened around the exact same time as E3. They just were at another location close to E3 that people could go to. And realistically, they weren't a part of E3, but they still showcased and did their games along the same faction and then they would like basically get their own little time slot on, you know, like when you looked it up on like the different channels and whatnot. Each year, I would try to look at E3 if I could. But each time is like, you know, you kind of get in that mindset of no game, no hype, which is a perfect mindset to have when it comes to video games, because that is the, that should be the general rule. No game, no hype. Don't sit there and get excited over trailers. That shit is for kids. I remember as a kid, yeah, trailers just went, ah! But now, no. Like when you get older and you're far more experienced with games and you get the letdowns that you get in terms of wasting your money, especially when the shit costs like $70 and the game system, the console itself is forever 21. The fuck does that mean, Dan? It means it's hard to get. But when you have and are associated with that world, and it was like when E3 essentially, they kind of profited off of the negative aspect of that, you really started to question, what the fuck is the point? What is it, like the PC gaming show? Like, that's not really technically E3, but it's its own thing. Like, there's so many things where I was like, yeah, people have just branched out and gotten rid of needing E3 in general, that upon them announcing that they were going to finally come back live since 2019, because if you don't know, E3 hasn't been a thing since 2019, I believe, since the pandemic, because it is a showcase that has a bunch of people gathered around and shit like that. But upon them stating that they were going to bring E3 back, you had the three big hitters of the video game franchises opting out of going. And that was Sony, Xbox, and Nintendo. Now, again, Nintendo does their Nintendo Direct. You also still have the Tokyo Game Show that goes on without a hitch. And that's another place where people showcase games. And they don't even have to do that, but it's actually a far more viable one than E3 ever was. And then you just have it to where, like, again, different publishers do their own little separate things, like EA, Ubisoft, and the PC gaming world. So then it was like, generally upon them announcing that E3 was going to be done, everyone was questioning, what the fuck are they going to show? Like, who's playing anything at E3? Like, seriously, what could you possibly use E3 for if there's nothing else to help build up the hype for anyone watching E3 to showcase and have your stuff in it? And realistically, all you need to do is just have a YouTube page that releases content whenever you want in terms of the different game announcements that you want to have for your studio and everything. So why bother dealing with E3, which realistically you have to pay in order to showcase your shit, which generally is only done to appease investors. And you don't need that concept anymore. Now you basically have an abundance of fans who generally are the ones that are being impressed. And then because of essentially the social media boom that comes with showcasing things that people are generally interested in, that impresses investors now. So you no longer need the showcase to try and have things. It's crazy, but it's like gaming has superseded that which the automobile market can never do. Like, the automobile market has showcases where they announce and like show new cars and things like that for investors and people to be interested in buying brand new luxury cars and shit like that, of different designs and all that. But you get to go there and see the car in person. You kind of need that in order for you to get the feel to be like, oh yeah, that's the car I want. I like this. I like what they got going on. Yeah. But for video games, we don't need that. Hell, a majority of people don't even, like, when E3 was a thing back in like 2018, people wouldn't even watch that, but instead wait till all the trailers came out and then just binge watch those online. I know I did, because that's how I got my fix. But like, again, you just had so many misses in terms of even trying to keep it afloat, where you had the fucking, you have so many different trailer leaks where they tried to show games behind closed doors. This is what happened with Anthem, as well as kind of with Cyberpunk 2077, kind of. Where with Anthem, the video that they shown was supposed to be a behind closed doors preview for certain investors and producers. And then that shit basically got put up on the big screen and everyone got to see it around the world. And then it was like, this game, they haven't even started on it yet. yet now they sat there and they put it out there, and then they gave it a release date, and then it was like they had to stand on that. So then they had to create a game that wasn't even in development and then hurry up and release it upon the date that they didn't even know that they had, and just crunch galore. And then you got Anthem, which is just a sorry sack of shit of a game. But that happened because of E3. So it's a good thing. It really is a good thing. Like, it just, the idea of trying to promote to developers and not to developers, but to people who are backing the different companies, you got investors and shit like that. That is no longer necessary. Remember how much money they spent for showing Ghost of Tsushima at like E3, where the dude was playing a flute? Everybody remember flute guy. But it's like, think of how much money was spent for that, when realistically all that people wanted, like, well, gamers generally wanted, was just to see a fucking trailer, to see some gameplay of Ghost of Tsushima. Is this actually going to hold up? And turns out that it actually did. But that just is kind of the point, you know? And it was like, there's huge money is wasted at E3. Big money is wasted at E3 for no fucking reason. And then it's like, it just does not help the games, nor does this help increase the hype or anything like that. But it's just generally a showcase for investors. It was. And a long time ago, it was necessary, but not anymore. So, hey, death to the tyrant. I'm actually glad that it's dead, because we now no longer have to worry about stupid shit where, you know, generally getting trailers that kind of lead up to stuff. People generally are more aware of getting their video game news on their own now. People are far more conscious of like game trailers. Hell, there's like plenty of YouTube channels out there that are strictly focused on just revealing and showcasing video game trailers. So there's not really anything that is amiss because E3 is shutting down. So it's just really like, this has been a long time coming, and hopefully this is more so foreseeable. They're no longer going to ever do an E3, but they did kind of just was like, it's canceled for this year. So there hasn't been any, as far as I can tell, there hasn't been any finite. It's gone forever, but it was that it's canceled for this year. But yeah, hopefully this is like the, you know, the ringing of the bells that like, yeah, this is canceled forevermore, because we just do not need E3 ever again. We just don't. we really, really just don't. Oh, you also had that huge info hack where essentially there was a bug in the website for E3, and people were able to get all of the personal information of the vendors that were part of the association. That shit was so crazy. Like, literally, you had phone numbers and addresses and email addresses of all like huge bigwigs within the gaming scene, like developers, producers, all this shit. And they're just their full name, addresses, like just basically E3 doxing everybody that's associated with this shit. That might be a reason why everyone else was pulling out. So it was like, yeah, so a fuck up like this will never happen again. That might be a reason. But for the most part, I like to think that it is just that monetary aspect, where it's like, yeah, we don't need to spend money at E3 anymore. We never again. So why try to do it? Yeah. But yeah, that was some hilarious breaking news that happened. And yeah, I just wanted to talk about it real quick.